Morning, it's 9:00. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Brooke, can I have you turn the camera on for the room? Okay, we have a short agenda today. We have Oneida Nation Arts Bylaws Amendments, and then we also have the Oneida Nation Emergency Planning Committee Bylaw Amendments. So with that, we have Marie, Jenny, Daniel, Kirby, and myself chairing. I'm looking for a motion to adopt agenda as is.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say, I gotta do a roll call. Jenny?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the minutes for December 15th, 2021, and forward to the Business Committee for consideration.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? None? All right, Jenny?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. And Marie?
Support.
Motion carries. Moving on to the current business, Oneida Nation Arts Board Bylaw Amendments. Kristen?
Good morning. This item begins on page 3 of your packet. On December 1st, 2021, the Legislative Operating Committee added the Oneida Nation Arts Bylaws Amendments to the Arts Board Bylaws Amendments to the Actifiers List per the request of the Oneida Nation Arts Board that amendments be adopted to allow, among other small changes, the ability to afford optional stipends for meeting attendance, a change in the frequency of board meetings, and an update to the agenda's order of business for conducting board meetings. Along with the agenda request form, the Arts Board provided a redline draft of its bylaws to reflect the changes it was requesting the LOC to consider for possible adoption. The last time the board's bylaws were amended was October 19th, 2019. On January 13th, 2022, the Legislative Operating Committee held a work meeting to review and consider the requested changes to the board's bylaws. On page 4 of your packet, you will find a redline version of the draft bylaws amendments. The redline draft reflects the changes requested by the board with a few tweaks that were made by the Legislative Operating Committee during the January 13th meeting. I will briefly review the changes along with such tweaks to provide a complete record for today. So if you begin on page 4 of the redline draft, you will see that the first change being requested and approved by the LOC was to add a reference to the Wisconsin Regranting Program Guidelines. And then per the request of the LOC, we added a catch-all provision that said any other governing program guidelines as may be amended from time to time hereafter. That catch-all was added, so if a different guideline governed the activities of the Arts Board, or if there were new guidelines or a change in name, the Arts Board would not have to come back and reopen its bylaws simply to change that or add a program that needs to be followed when it comes to the Arts Board's activities. So then if you look on page three of the draft, it's page 6 on your packet, beginning on line 100, you will see that there was an additional provision that was added in there that says pursuant to the process set forth in the board's committees and commissions law, and that was simply a clarification to say that recommendations by a majority vote of the members in attendance at a board meeting of an established quorum for applicants for appointment need to be provided to the Business Committee Support Office pursuant to the process set forth in the board's committees and commissions law. If you look then on page 9 of your packet, there was a brief or a small change made to section 2-7 with respect to the sign-off authority, and that simply follows the changes that were made to the board's committees and commissions law, which now states that after a formal approval of a purchase by the board, the United Business Committee Support Office has official budgetary sign-off. Again, that's something that is provided in the board's committees and commissions law and governs the process, so it was added in here for clarification. Then, per the request of the Arts Board, you will see at the bottom of page 9 of your packet, beginning on page 260, beginning on line 263, there was a change to the frequency as well as the time of the meetings. The LOC accepted those changes but removed any reference to the time of 5:30 p.m., and that was simply to allow the Arts Board to be more flexible and to decide the times as they need to, and if they need to change, that they won't be pigeonholed into that specific time. There is also a provision right after that allows changes to meetings, dates, and times and locations to occur as needed by the board, so long as notice is provided in accordance with the Opens Records and Opens Meeting Law. The ability to hold a meeting remotely was also added to the Arts Board's bylaws, and it is something that's allowed under the Board's Committees and Commissions Law, so it was added in here. And if you look on page 10 of the packet, you will see simply that a reference to the process for attending something remotely was added to the bylaws to clarify how attendance needs to be established when a remote meeting occurs. And that, again, comes from the Board's Committees and Commissions Law. So it was added in here for clarification. On page 11 of the packet, you will see that the order of business was changed per the request of the Arts Board. Initially, the Arts Board had asked that the subsection G action be removed from the order of business. The LOC decided to keep that in, not because action has to be taken, but if there is action that is taken in the future or with another board down the line, then that is in there and can be used as needed. On page 12 of the packet, you will see here's where the Arts Board asked for the ability to allow the payment of optional stipends for meeting attendance. Initially, the Arts Board's currently the Arts Board does not allow stipends, even though they might be eligible for them. This is a change made that now allows the optional payment of stipends for meeting attendance. So what was added into here was just how you become eligible for that stipend, and that states simply that the quorum has to be established during the meeting in which a stipend is being paid, that the established quorum needs to last for a minimum of 1 hour, and that the board member who is collecting the stipend needs to be present for the entire meeting as defined and demonstrated in accordance with the Board's Committees and Commissions Law. So those are the changes. Like I said, they came at the request of the Arts Board with a few tweaks by the Legislative Operating Committee to allow for flexibility and clarification. So in addition to the redline draft, you will note a clean version that begins on page 15 of your packet. This is how the bylaws will appear if ultimately adopted by the Oneida Business Committee. Thereafter, on page 25, appears the legislative analysis, which, in addition to explaining the changes in more detail, indicates that this item does not conflict with any other laws of the nation. If approved by the Legislative Operating Committee today, the proposed amendments to the United Nation Arts Board bylaws will be presented to the United Business Committee during its next regular meeting for consideration of possible adoption. So with that, it is time for the Legislative Operating Committee to decide whether to make a motion to accept the United Nation Arts Board bylaws amendments and legislative analysis, and to forward the United Nation Arts Board bylaws amendments to the United Business Committee for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? I just have one comment. You know how the business committee has their meetings and you have to have the cameras on during the entire meeting. Is that in here at all? I didn't see it.
It might not be.
It's basically there to prove that the person's there at all times during the whole meeting, so that they don't turn the camera off and then leave. And then there's a reason why we had that put in ours.
So if you notice on line 279 or 280 on page 10 of your packet, it says that the board meetings may be attended in person, by telephone, through video conferencing, or through other telecommunications, so long as presence at the meeting occurs and is demonstrated in accordance with the board's committees and commissions law. I believe that requirement to keep your cameras on, as well as the requirement to take roll call, is stated in the board's committees and commissions law. So with this provision being added to the bylaws, that would be a requirement for the arts board as well.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Marie.
I was just gonna mention, David, that I've noticed on the different calls that I've been on and apart, a lot of them call in by phone and they don't show. And I'm wondering if they don't have the know-how to do Teams or whatnot. So they just use the phone number to call in. And it just seems like a real struggle every time when I'm on any individual call with these different commissions for some folks. So I don't know if that's being followed because people don't know how to do it in some cases. Just wanted to make mention, thank you.
Okay, thank you. It also states that on here as well that they're allowed to use the phone on line number 281. So, any other questions or comments?
Dave.
Go ahead, Jenny.
This is for Larry specifically that they're not asking for stipends for this year, but they want a budget for next year. And it's optional. Just put that in the tickler file for the budget. Thank you.
Larry?
Yes, thank you for letting me know, Jenny. I'll certainly make aware of the process. Importantly, they'll have
to meet with the budget instructions, which identify the due dates, but we'll note that to remind them on our end.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? If not, we'll take a roll call vote. Start with Jenny.
Support.
Marie.
Support.
Daniel.
Support.
Kirby.
Support.
Motion carries. Moving on to the Oneida Nations Emergency Planning Committee bylaw amendments. Kristen.
Thank you. This item begins on page 29 of your packet. On August 4th, 2021, this item was added to the active files list per the request of Emergency Management Director Kaylin Gresham. The director was asking that amendments to the United Nations Emergency Planning Committee bylaws be developed to allow for directors of certain areas within the nation to continue to sit on the ONEPC without being in violation of the board's committees and commissions law, which prohibits certain employee positions within the nation from sitting as a member of a board, committee, or commission of the nation due to the potential for an actual or perceived conflict of interest. On December 1st, 2021, the Legislative Operating Committee met to discuss the above reference request. During the discussion, various options were explored to assist the director in getting seats on the ONEPC filled with capable members. Essentially, it was decided that the goals of the director could be achieved absent any amendments to the bylaws of the ONEPC that would allow area directors to serve despite the prohibitions of the board's committees and commissions law. So I will briefly go through some of the options that were explored for completion of the record. One of the options was explored was whether we could recharacterize this committee as a team or a group to sort of sidestep the requirements of the board, committee, or commissions law that doesn't allow members that are in a director positions to sit because of the perceived or actual conflict that occurred. My opinion on that was that simply renaming something as a committee or from a committee to a team or to a group would not take that board committee or commission out of the application of the board's committees and commissions law because the definition within the board's committees and commissions law would seem to cover a committee such as the ONEPC regardless of whether we decided to call it a team or a group. And I think it sets a precedent that simply renaming something to avoid a law isn't necessarily what the goal of the law was in the first place. So after considering that, the LOC decided to dispose of that possible option. Another option that was explored was changing the title or job description of those direct reports or division director positions that the emergency management director would like to see sit on the committee. There was a discussion about that and what that might take from the HR directors or areas perspective and the activities that might be required to occur in order to achieve that. And the decision was made that that might be too time consuming as well as problematic when it comes to wage scales as well as steps when it comes to receiving different salary increases and whatnot. So that option was disposed of as well. The LOC also considered whether an amendment to the Boards, Committees, and Commissions law was necessary in order to accommodate this request. And given that the Boards, Committees, and Commissions law has been amended several times throughout the last couple of years, a decision was made to focus on the other items that are on the active files list and currently are in a high priority. So that that option was disposed of as well. Ultimately, the LOC decided that there are capable positions within these areas that are not direct reports or division directors that could fill the seats of the ONEPC, and that the LOC, as well as the BC, stands willing to assist the director in filling those seats if problems do arise. And so the decision was made to maintain the status quo and to convey, again, that willingness to assist the director in filling those seats if necessary. So the decision was made to leave everything as is, and as a result, this item no longer needs to be on the active files list. And so today, the LOC is being asked to consider a motion to remove the United Nations Planning Committee bylaw amendments from the active files list.
Motion made by Kirby.
Second with question.
Seconded with Jenny. Question, Jenny?
Oh, just a statement. You know, we want their expertise for these, but we don't. They're also disqualified by the positions that they're held. So, you know, it's totally understandable why we're pulling it. So just wanted to share that.
Okay, thank you. Kirby?
Yeah, just for the record, too, I think it was, wanted to mention that the director of the emergency, that department, was talked to and is in agreement with all the recommendations.
That's correct.
Any other questions or comments? If none, roll call vote. Jenny?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carried. At this time, it's 9:17. We're looking for a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Motion by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Roll call vote, Jenny?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all. See you soon.